football on off the ball.
I think there are managers who could do a better job of getting the team organised, obviously. And would that help? It would. But in some ways, if you want to manage our expectations, say, well, this is your lot now. You wanted this. You wanted back to basics. Here are your basics. Now, live with it.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, the FAI has a new director of football. Chelsea have been charged with 74 rule breaches by the English FA, and a turbulent week for Athlone leaves their European ambitions hanging by a thread. But first, the FAI have confirmed the appointment of John Martin as the new director of football. He played in the League of Ireland with UCD, Longford Town and Shamrock Rovers. He was the CEO of Rovers in 2023. At that stage, he'd worked in financial services for several years. Martin holds a UEFA A licence and had spells as assistant manager with both Shelburne and Longford Town. He replaces Mark Hannum and will directly work with the Ireland men's and women's managers. Women and girls football competitions, coach education, refereeing and football strategic projects will also be part of his role. One of the first things that he'll probably have to do is pick a new Ireland manager. On that subject, former Ireland international Keith Tracy feels the players have to shoulder the blame for Tuesday's shock loss away to Armenia. The 2-1 loss in Yerevan has left Heimir Hallgrimsson's team with just 1 point from their first two World Cup qualifiers. It's piled the pressure on the Ireland boss, but on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Tracy says the players performed terribly.
After this game, we're still talking about tactics. Tactics for me are always a secondary. There's something that back up 100% effort, and if lads aren't giving 100% effort, then it doesn't. Every tactical system, every setup requires the players to turn up. And if the players don't turn up, you've no chance.
However, Tracy doesn't think Heimir Hallgrimsson should be in charge for the Euro 2028 campaign.
I never thought Heimir was the right choice. I was willing to give him a chance because he's a new boy coming in. I didn't want to be dead against him straight away. But it doesn't fill me with confidence, and I don't think he's the man to move us forward. But again, you could get Pep Guardiola in there. If the lads don't turn up and they don't run, it doesn't matter what manager we have. We need motivated players. We need passion. We need energy.
There's lots more from Keith Tracy on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere in the OTB football feed. You can also find our conversation with Dion Fanning there, who says Ireland's problems go much deeper than the manager, and he had a unique proposal for the FAI.
Don't look for a new manager. Just say, right, this is it. Like, this is it, lads. Give him a job for life. Tell him you're stuck with Heimir Hallgrimsson for 15 years and now actually solve Irish football. You're going to get some other manager in and we'll be here in 2 years having the same conversation. So give him a job for life and say, right, we're now working within, there's going to be long throws reaching nobody for the rest of your natural born life, and get used to it and try and improve Irish football at another level. I am amazed really sometimes when I look at it that you can't actually make a case when you've got 300,000 approximately kids playing football every week in this country, that you cannot get a football association that can actually lobby more effectively on behalf of this huge, huge movement of people who play football. They don't feel connected to the FA. They don't feel any kind of connection to the national association that's responsible for them. But like they are there. They are there looking for all getting a huge amount of satisfaction out of it, and also taking a huge amount of frustration at the things that we know are wrong at the lower levels of, or at the grassroots level of the game, if you like. So make Heimir stay there. And say, right, how are we going to fix it? People are talking about benefactors, somebody in to pay the wages. Put money into where it's actually going to matter. Like, I think there are managers who could do a better job of getting the team organised, obviously. And would that help? It would. But in some ways, if you want to manage our expectations, say, well, this is your lot now. You wanted this. You wanted back to basics. Here are your basics. Now, live with it.
Chelsea have been charged with 74 alleged breaches of FA regulations during the Roman Abramovich era. The Russian billionaire was forced to sell the club in 2022 for £2.5 billion after he was sanctioned by former Prime Minister Boris Johnson's UK government when Russia invaded Ukraine. Chelsea's charges concern alleged breaches of agents, regulations and third-party investments in players, and they range from 2009 to 2022, before Todd Bowley and Clearlake Capital took over. Chelsea say the issues were self-declared after the new owners discovered incomplete financial reporting when they reviewed the club's activity during that takeover process. Athlone Town have it all to do to stay in the Europa Cup after a 3-0 loss away to Glasgow City in the Europa Cup last night. Amy Anderson, Linda Multallo and Lisa Forrest were on target for the Scottish club, who built a big lead to take into next week's second leg in Athlone. It rounds off a tough few days for Athlone after the shock departure of manager Colin Fortune, and they have to regroup ahead of a Women's FAI Cup semi-final against Shamrock Rovers on Sunday. Three more games in that competition this evening. Ajax play Sturm Graz, Albania's Vlasnia play Kolos Kovalivka of Ukraine, and Anderlecht are away to Aris. Manchester United return to action in the Women's Champions League this evening. They're in Norway to play Brann from 6 o'clock in the first leg of their third qualifying round tie. United are already further than they've been in the competition before and will hope to make the league phase for the first time in the club's history. Some other big guns to look out for in the third qualifying round tonight. Real Madrid are away to Eintracht Frankfurt. Former quarter-finalist Roma play Sporting. Andre Onana's Manchester United nightmare is almost over, at least for now. The goalkeeper's en route to Turkey to complete a loan move to Trabzonspor. There's no option to make Onana's deal a permanent one, nor is there a loan fee involved. And that has apparently opened up money for another Premier League raid by Trabzon, who are in the process of trying to sign Raheem Sterling from Chelsea. The former England winger has been frozen out by Enzo Maresca at Stamford Bridge, and Turkey and Greece are his only realistic avenues for regular football, with their windows shutting over the next 36 hours. One man apparently not keen on the move to Turkey is Onana's United teammate Tarel Malacia. The out-of-favour fullback had been linked with a loan move to Eyüpspor. They were promoted as Turkish second-tier champions in 2024, but Malacia isn't believed to be in favour of that move. One former Manchester United player who does have a new club today is Christian Eriksen. Now 33, the Danish playmaker was released by United in the summer when his contract expired. Eriksen has now been snapped up by German Bundesliga club Wolfsburg. He joins a sizeable Danish contingent that includes Joachim Mela, Jesper Lindstrom and Jonas Vind. Former Burnley captain Josh Brownhill has signed for Saudi Pro League side Al-Shabaab. The 29-year-old was a free agent after leaving Turf Moor at the end of last season. He scored 18 goals as they secure promotion back to the Premier League. He's also had spells at Bristol City and Preston before. Ange Postecoglou says he's determined to return Nottingham Forest to what he's described as their rightful place. He's been speaking for the first time since replacing Nuno Espirito Santo in the City Ground dugout. His first game in charge is this Saturday at lunchtime away to Arsenal, and he's been asked what kind of football the Forest fans can expect from his side.
I've got to be careful what I say because you know, everyone's kind of pigeonholed me in the, pretty much through my whole career. Look, I love winning. I love winning things. That's what I've done. I want the fans to be excited about watching the team play. I think there's already an existing sort of mentality within the group of working hard for one another, and you know, I want to tap into that. And from my perspective, it's about now, yeah, implementing my own ideas. It's no secret. I love my teams to attack. I love my teams to score goals. That's sometimes misconstrued as you know, me just playing one way, but the reason I want my teams to play that way is because I love winning things, and that's what I want to do here.
Your coaching staff have joined you now as well. How important is it for you to have them along with you on this journey?
Yeah, I thought it was really important, particularly with the timing of the change. You know, when you're coming in, you know, with three games into the season, and you know that you've got probably two training sessions before your first encounter, which, you know, is going to happen. So, yeah, having the guys who already know how I work and already kind of understand the environment I want set is going to help me just fast track a few things, and they're good guys, you know, they're on the journey with me last year, you know, we won the Europa League, and they're equally as motivated, ambitious and hugely excited. I mean, when I spoke to all of them, yeah, they made some pretty quick decisions. We all had to make some pretty quick decisions. They just saw it as something really exciting.
Jamie Vardy insists you can never be too old to learn. The 38-year-old has taken on a new challenge after signing for newly promoted Serie A side Cremonese. It's the first time Vardy will play outside of England. He says his experience of working under former boss Enzo Maresca made him sure he'll be able to adapt to Italian football.
It's one of the top leagues. You can see slightly different from the Premier League, probably more tactical, a bit more possession. But even last year, I was playing with Enzo Maresca, and he's brought that style with him to the UK. So it's not like I've not been being involved in teams that can play that way. So really looking forward to it.
And Josh King has won Fulham's Goal of the Month competition for August, despite his strike against Chelsea in the Premier League being disallowed. The 18-year-old was denied a memorable moment at Stamford Bridge after VAR ruled his goal out for a foul in the build-up. Referees chief Howard Webb later admitted the decision was a mistake. Fulham would go on to lose the game 2-0.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Is that? No. It's not that about fitness and a lot of muscle-bound idiots running around, like running up and down, no. It's a skill. That's where they got it wrong. You got the arseholes and the Wimbledons, you know, they're just thugs. It's muscle-bound thugs running around. I was brought up with Man City and Man United, you know. And I used to watch, I even went to Man United, you know. And I didn't even like United, they're the enemy. But George Best would just stand there for 80 minutes, he wouldn't do anything. For 5 minutes, he'd do something.
These are the finest times of my life. This is the greatest time of my life. This is the